This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and I welcome you to Country with Rita. We begin today with a real favourite of mine called Blanket on the Ground, and it's sung by Billy J. Spears. Billy Joe was born in Texas in 1937, and her mum worked as a shipyard welder during World War II, and her dad was a truck driver. She made her professional debut at age 13 at a country music concert, and she produced her first single called Too Old for Toys, Too Young for Boys, while she was still a teenager. After graduating from high school, she sang in nightclubs and sought a record deal, eventually being placed under contract by Capitol Records in 1968. Blanket on the Ground was written by Roger Bowling and released by Billy Joe in 1975, that went on to become her biggest hit. The song is sung from the point of view of a middle-aged woman who's trying to coax her hesitant husband outdoors to make love in the moonlight. And I'm guessing he's wondering why when there's a perfectly comfortable bed inside.
Come and look out through the window. That big old moon is shining down. Tell me now, don't it remind you of a blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first found us, we'd go slipping.
My next one, a beautiful song called Rose Garden by Lynn Anderson. She was born Lynn Renee Anderson and born in 1947. music songwriters, Casey and Liz Anderson. Lynn grew up in California and became interested in singing at age 6. Her mother Liz wrote many of Lynn's earliest record releases, and her first single was a duet with Jerry Lane in 1966 when she was 19, called For Better or Worse. Lynn enjoyed horse riding and won 700 trophies in the horse show arena in and around California, where she eventually won a total of 700 trophies, as I mentioned. In her teens, she performed regularly on the local television program called Country Caravan. It's said that her success in showmanship and being in front of crowds, which made her so presentable on stage. I Never Promised You a Rose Garden was written by Joe South and originally released in 1967. It's another way of saying, I never said it would be easy. The singer encourages her lover to enjoy the good times in their relationship because the bad times are inevitable, saying, along with the sunshine, there's got to be a little rain sometime.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine.
This is really quite a sad song called It Keeps Right On Hurting, and it's by Johnny Tolostin. Johnny was born in 1938 in Florida. He is the son of Doris and Jack Tolostin, who owned a small service station with Tom as the station's mechanic. At the age of 9, Johnny was sent away to take care of his grandmother. He returned home each summer to be with his parents when his brother would go to be with his grandmother. Johnny began to perform at local functions as a child, and by the time he was at senior high school, he had developed a reputation as a talented singer-songwriter. Of all the songs written by Tolostin, this song is his most successful and was apparently inspired by his father's terminal illness, despite having lyrics that are sung as a lover to a heartbreaker.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wish wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my lonely tears instead, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on. And it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. They say a man should never cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. You broke my heart and set me free, but you forgot your memory, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on. And it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone.
You're tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and you're listening to Country with Rita. This next one tells a great story of hypocrisy and how to deal with it. Jeannie C. Riley is going to sing for us Harper Valley PTA. She was born in 1945 and became an American country music and gospel singer, and she's best known for this 1968 country and pop hit. In subsequent years, she had moderate chart success with country music, but never again duplicated the success of Harper Valley PTA. In the 1970s, Jeannie became a born-again Christian and began recording gospel music and continues to remain a popular Christian music singer. This song was written by Tom T. Hall, who stated that it was a true story. When he was about 9 years old, he apparently heard of the story and also got to know the lady. He was fascinated by her marching down to the Harper Valley PTA meeting to set the record straight on their hypocrisy. It had such an effect on him, he wrote the song 30 years later with name changes. The song inspired a 1978 film and a 1981-83 television series, both titled Harper Valley PTA, and both starring Barbara Eden as the widow Mrs. Johnson. As the song progresses, you can just visualise it all panning out.
Harper Valley Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dresses way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running round with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be a bringing up your little girl this way. was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. She walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of eyes whenever he's away. Why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwitta Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. Fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way. The day my mama stocked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama stocked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
This lovely recitation, more than anything, called Deck of Cards by Tex Ritter. He was born Woodward Morris Ritter, known as Tex, and he was born in 1905 and became a country music singer and actor. He grew up on his family farm in Texas and went to local schools. After graduating with honours, he entered law school and gave it all up, though, for his love of acting and singing. Ritter often sang gospel music and spoke at a number of southern churches. I was actually going to quote all of his movies, but I find there are over 50 of them, and I don't think I've actually seen any of them. His son, John Ritter, has carried on the family name as an actor in TV in sitcoms like Three's Company and Hooper Man. The Deck of Cards is a recitation song first recorded in the late 1940s. The song, which relates the tale of a young American soldier arrested and charged with playing cards during a church service, first became a hit in the US in 1948 by country musician T. Texas Tyler.
Friends, this is Tex Ritter with a strange story about a soldier boy and a deck of cards. During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out, but this one boy only had a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services were over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier said, "Sir, I have been on a march for about 6 days, and I had neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." With that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. And when I see the tree, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There's 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. When I see the seven, it reminds me that on the seventh day God rested from his great work. And when I see the eight, I think of the eight righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. It was Noah, his wife, their three sons, and their wives. And when I see the nine, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And nine of the ten didn't even thank him. When I see the ten, I think of the Ten Commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven. And the jack, or knave, is the devil. When I count the numbers of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There's 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There's 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There's 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There's 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, sir, my pack of cards serve me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And friends, I know this story is true because I knew that soldier.
We're coming to my last song for today, and I hope you've enjoyed my program and renewed some memories. If you would like to hear a special country song, just give us a call at Radio Kidnappers on 87-88710, and I'll be back next week, same time. Take care of each other and keep safe. Always On My Mind by Willie Nelson is rather special to me. Willie was born in 1933 during the Great Depression and was raised by his grandparents. Nelson wrote his first song at age 7 and joined his first band at 10. During high school, he toured locally with the Bohemian Polka as their lead singer and guitar player. After graduating from high school in 1950, he joined the U.S. Air Force, but was later discharged due to back problems. After his return, Nelson attended university for 2 years, but dropped out because he was succeeding in music. And during this time, he worked as a disc jockey in Texas radio stations and a singer in honky-tonks. Wayne Carson apparently wrote the song in 10 minutes at his kitchen table and completed it in the studio with the help of two other writers. It was originally sung by Brenda Lee in 1971. The song tells the story of a man who admits he didn't always do the right thing he should have to show appreciation for his lady, but really wants her to know he is always thinking of her.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind. Yeah.
should have said and done. I just never took the time. But you were always
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.